It's Spencer's Neighborhood on 106.5 The Arch. I'm Spencer. That's Cassidy. That's Brando. Since Cassidy and Brando want to know why my dates always end after date number one and I don't get asked for date number two, or I get turned down when I do ask, they've decided that they want to go right to the people that will tell me the truth because they've already experienced it all. Ex-cons. Mm-hmm. So tonight is date number one with ex-con number one, Ashley. Mm-hmm. But I'm a little nervous because this is a different style first date.
We need to set you up for success, Spencer.
Yeah.
So let's talk to Yvette, and Yvette can tell me what not to do and what to do to have a successful first date.
I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but you need to get you a glass of wine. You need to calm down.
Ooh, I like that. Okay. That's easy.
Because you're going to be anxious, and you just want to be smooth. Now, as far as your attire, don't be too loud. I would give you probably with your personality, from what I think, a nice blue or maybe a khaki color outfit.
Okay. Ooh, nothing too flashy. So okay.
Yeah, you don't want to be too flashy. And make sure you have some comfortable shoes in case you do a little bit of walking.
Or he needs to run.
And Spencer, I'm going to ask you this. This is not an internet ditty. Is it?
No, Cassidy and Brando have organized dates with ex-cons because they will tell me the honest truth about why my first dates always end after first dates, and I never get asked for a second.
If I wasn't married, I think your voice has drawn me to you, too.
Oh, here we go.
I'll tell you what, if all goes well tonight, Yvette, I may be forging checks by the end of the evening.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's something to look forward to, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you, Spencer. I don't think you'll have no problem.
Thank you.
None whatsoever.
Thank you, Yvette. I'm glad that you have faith in me.
She has faith. Now, you got to have faith. But just remember to drink wine and wear blue.
Yeah.
Right. Drunk, I don't get no shadow.
No cowboy hat, no boots.
All right, Yvette, thank you very much for spending a couple minutes with me. I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow.
Sure. And you all have a blessed day.
You too.
We love you.
All right, so let's find out from you. What do I need to do to have a successful first date? 314-969-1065.
A couple of card tables and a few balloons can turn any garage into a party spot in this neighborhood.
106.5 The Arch.
You never know what you'll hear next. I wish you would step back from